Title: Bass Movement with Auto Filter from Scratch with Resampling Only Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live drum and bass bassline lesson, and we're putting ourselves under one strict rule that forces better results. We are not keeping it live. We're going to use Auto Filter like an instrument, perform the movement in real time, resample it to audio, and then chop and arrange that audio like it's a set of bass drum breaks. That's the whole vibe. Commitment. Print the motion, slice it, and build an actual drop that has variation and attitude every couple bars. Tempo first. Set the project to drum and bass speed, 172 to 176. I like 174 as a default. Now create three tracks. Track 1 is a MIDI track called Bass Source. That's where we build the tone. Track 2 is an audio track called Bass Resample. That's where we record the printed movement. And track 3 is optional but highly recommended, an audio or MIDI track called SUB. Clean. On Bass Resample, set audio from to resampling, arm the track, and set monitor to off. That monitoring setting saves you from confusion and feedback type weirdness while you record. Also, get some drums playing right now. Even a basic loop. Bass movement decisions are completely different when the kick and snare are actually slamming. Don't design bass in silence and then wonder why it falls apart in the drop. Now step 1. Build a solid source bass, but keep it stable and simple. We want Auto Filter to be the movement engine, not 5 LFOs and a monster patch that already has motion baked in. On Bass Source, load Waveatable. Use a sawish wave in Oscillator 1, something with harmonics. Leave Oscillator 2 off, or if you want a little edge, bring in a subtle square, but keep it restrained. Add a touch of unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Not huge. We're not making super soft trance, we're making a mid bass that can take filtering. Now add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is giving the filter something to bite into later. Then add EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just a clean rumble, and if it's boxy you can take a small dip around 250 to 450. Keep it gentle. The goal is a reliable core tone that doesn't change on its own. Now step 2. Separate the sub, because in DNB the sub is your anchor. Filter movement is usually for mid and high bass. If you filter your sub, your weight collapses, and the whole drop feels like it's losing its footing. On SUB clean, use operator. Oscillator A, sine wave, no filter. Copy the same MIDI clip you'll use for the source bass, or route MIDI to it, either way is fine. Then put EQ8 on the sub and low pass around 80 to 110 Hz with a steep slope. Then utility, set width to 0%, ARD mono, that's your foundation. We do not mess with it during fancy movement moments. Now step 3. Build the movement rig on the source bass. After your initial saturation, add auto filter. Then after auto filter, add another saturator for post-filter bite. Then EQ8, then utility, that's a really dependable order, movement, then bite, then cleanup, then mono control. In auto filter, start with low pass 24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz to begin. Resonance around 20 to 45%. Enough to talk, not enough to whistle. Use the auto filter drive to maybe 2 to 6 dB, but remember it can spike when resonance gets involved. And here's an important coaching move before we record anything. Calibrate your sweet spots. Take 60 seconds and find two anchor positions. First, a closed position, where the bass still has definition, often around 180 to 350 Hz on a 24 dB low pass. Second, an open position that feels exciting but not fizzy, often somewhere between 800 Hz and 2K Hz depending on your harmonics. Don't treat the filter like a full spectrum sweep from sub to air. Your performance should live between those two anchors. That's what makes it sound intentional instead of random. Now turn on the LFO and auto filter. Set it to sync. Start with an amount around 20 to 45%. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16 for rolling movement. If you want a more halftime feel, you can try 1/4, but most rollers like that 1/8 to 1/16 bounce. Adjust offset so the movement stays in your sweet spot range, not dipping into nothingness or screaming into harshness. Now step 4, the main technique. Perform, then print. Make an 8 to 16 bar MIDI clip on Bass Source. Keep it rolling. Think 1/8 notes with some rests or a 2-note call and response. Stay in a classic DNB-friendly range, like around F up to G sharp, but match your track's key. Now arm bass resample. Before you record, one more pro habit. Print with a safety margin. Aim your resampled peaks around -6 dB FS. Auto filter drive plus saturation can jump unexpectedly during resonant moments, and clipping ruins good takes. Also, treat loudness as part of the performance. Filter cutoff changes perceived volume a lot, so while you're recording, don't be afraid to ride a track fader slightly, or add a utility and nudge gain gently. You're basically doing performance mixing so your audio comes out easier to chop. Hit record, and now you're playing auto filter like an instrument. Here's a performance blueprint that works extremely well in drum and bass. Bars 1 to 2, restrained. Keep LFO amount a bit lower. Cutoff more closed. Bars 3 to 4, open it up. Let it speak more. On the last beat of bar 4, do a quick resonance bump and then close the filter quickly, like a little inhale suck moment. Bars 5 to 8, switch the filter type to bandpass, like BP12, and sweep it in the midrange for that talking, snarling Euro flavor. At bar 8, do an aggressive sweep down to set up the repeat. And here's a mindset shift that makes your slicing later instantly musical. Think one bar equals one idea. Bar gesture A is stable groove. Bar gesture B is a question. Bar gesture C is the answer or the lift. If you perform like that, you're basically composing with your hands. Record at least 2 or 3 passes. Don't settle for one take. Options are power, because you're about to build a mini bass sample pack out of your own performance. Now step 5. Commit and chop. On bass resample, choose your best take. Consolidate it so it's one clean region. Now slice it to a new MIDI track. If the movement is complex, slice by transients. If it's steady and rhythmic, try slicing by quarter notes. Either way, you'll end up with a drum rack style instrument where each pad triggers a chunk of your resampled bass. And now the junglist part. Micro timing. Do not quantize everything into perfect grid robot mode. DNB swing often comes from a tiny push into the snare. After slicing, try nudging a few slices 5 to 15 milliseconds late, or sometimes slightly early, especially around fills. You're trying to create the feel of a bassist leaning into the pocket, not a machine looping a bar. Also, if you're getting clicks, add tiny fades. 1 to 5 milliseconds is usually enough. And if a slice has a weird thump at the start, a micro fade-in can fix it fast. Now step 6, arrangement. This is where a lot of people skip the magic. A printed take is not a drop. The drop is the edit. Here's a simple 16-bar plan you can just copy. Bars 1 to 4. Main phrase. Keep it readable. Let the drums establish dominance. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce an alternate phrase. This is where bandpass slices or a brighter version answers the main groove. Bars 9 to 12. Create impact by removing things. Take out a slice every 2 bars, shorten tails, leave holes around the snare. Bass makes the drums feel bigger. Bars 13 to 16. Add fills. Every 4th bar, drop in a more aggressive lick, maybe higher drive, quicker sweep, or a short 1/16 rate moment. And while you're arranging, do snare pocket edits. Even carving 30 to 80 milliseconds of space right around the snare can make the snare feel louder without touching snare volume. It's one of the cleanest DNB mix cheats there is. Now step 7. Polish, but keep it resampling friendly. Treat the resampled bass like audio, because it is audio now. Add EQ8. Often a gentle dip in the 200 to 400 Hz area clears mud. If you've got harshness, look around 2.5 to 5 kHz. But here's the advanced trick. The harshness might only happen on the resonant slices. So don't over-EQ the whole track. Instead, find the nasty resonance peak, often around 1.5 to 4 kHz, and dip it on just the harsh slices using clip envelope gain or splitting the audio. That way you keep the aggressive character without shredding your hats and snare. Add a little saturator, 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on, just to stabilize and thicken. Then glue compressor, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to smash it. You're trying to make the performance feel like one cohesive instrument. Keep mono discipline. The mid-bass in DNB usually live strong in the center. If you want width, do it in parallel, not on the main signal. Duplicate the resampled bass track. High pass it around 200 to 400 Hz, add chorus or a tiny room reverb, then blend it quietly. You'll get air and size without ruining the low-end focus. And sidechain, if you need it. Classic DNB cleanliness. Sidechain the resampled bass lightly from the kick, or from a kick and snare bus. Keep it subtle unless pumping is the style. You want groove, not a breeding contest. Now for advanced variation ideas, still following the resampling-only rule. 1. Dual pass character swaps. Do one performance that's mostly LP24 for body. Do another performance of the same MIDI line that's mostly BP12, tighter and more nasal. Slice both, then alternate them every half bar. It'll sound like one evolving instrument, but it's actually call and response created by printing. 2. Rhythmic LFO stutters by rate flipping. While recording, flip the LFO rate from 1/8 to 1/16 for just one beat, then back. That becomes a repeatable lick you can drop at the end of every fourth or eighth bar. 3. Resonance taps. Instead of leaving resonance high and whistly, do quick taps for 1 or 2 16th notes on a key hit, then return to baseline. You get vowel pops, not constant piercing tone. 4. Phrase end vacuum without touching sub. Right before a snare or right before a bar turnaround, slam the cutoff down fast, like 280 to 150 Hz on the mid bass, while the sub stays steady. That inhale effect makes the next hit feel massive. And finally, the big power move, serial filtering. Print one auto filter performance, then put another auto filter on the audio and resample again. Two stages of printed movement can sound insanely organic, because it's not just an LFO, it's your performance layered in time. Quick mini practice assignment to lock this in. Make one rolling MIDI bass line and loop it. Then do three resample takes. Take A. LP24, LFO at 1/8, moderate resonance. Take B, BP12, no LFO, just manual cutoff writing like you're playing a talkbox. Take C, LP24, LFO at 1/16, higher drive, and use it only as one bar fills. Slice each take, then arrange a 16-bar drop. Bars 1 to 4, A. Bars 5 to 8, mostly A, but call and response with B every 2 bars. Bars 9 to 12, remove slices. Create holes and tighten tails. Bars 13 to 16, you see as fills on bar 14 and bar 16. When you're done, export the loop and listen away from the project. If the groove feels messy, tighten slice points, shorten tails, and nudge timing around the snare. Recap to close this lesson. Auto filter is the movement instrument, but the DNB magic happens when you commit to audio. Keep the sub clean, separate, and mono so the track keeps its weight. Your winning loop is perform, resample, slice, arrange. And remember, bass in drum and bass is rhythm. This audio version is shortened for playback.